That's indescribable. It made me want to say, yow!
It's better than when it started, but it's not quite there yet. It's not where I want to be.
All right, so Gary Payton, Andrew Bynum's new hairdo. I think it's got a little Richard in it. It's got some Al Sharpton. It's got a dash of Gary Payton from circa 1973 when you had the afro. Do you like the cut?
It is terrible. I hate it. I don't know what he's thinking about. He must have just woke up and said, all right, let me just do anything.
So we'll talk about trash talking later on, but I assume that this would be pretty good material for you if you were playing against Bynum.
I would kill him right now. I'd be like, what are you doing? You just must have just was drugged out when you did this. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know what the, I don't know what's going on.
So let's talk about Bynum's former team, the Lakers. Last week when you were on this show, because you're on weekly, Mike Brown was still the head coach of the Lakers. They fire him. Now, I want to ask you about Phil, first of all. You played for Phil Jackson for one season. Would he have been the right guy for that job?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he would have went in, he would have came in, he would have made a lot of changes. They'd have ran the triangle, but still he would have had a, he would have gave a lot of people freedom. But they didn't want to give him a lot of control, so he can go out and trade players, get the players that he need that know how to run the triangle. And I didn't think they were going to do that anyway because they didn't want to look bad because they fired him 2 years ago.
Okay, Gary, so here's what I need to know. As a point guard, they're talking about the triangle. Does it fit with Nash? Does it not fit with Nash? What does it mean to the point guard, and how tough is that offense to run?
Well, when I was there, it was very hard. I didn't get it. I couldn't get it. I didn't want to run it because I was so used to doing other things. But when you get a point guard like Steve Nash and myself, you just let us do whatever we want to do. If he felt like he wanted to go in the pick and roll with Dwight Howard, then go in the pick and roll, you know, break it off. But I think Phil would have adjusted to it and gave him that option.
So you think that Phil is flexible enough that he would have said, okay, I got Nash here, you know, I'm going to let him do his thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said from day one. He said it's too much talent on this team not to, for him not to want to come back to the Lakers. That's why he was saying he was going to take the job. You know, he would have adjusted to everything. He had already been with Kobe. He got Dwight Howard, who would have substituted for like Shaq. They would have ran it. They would have been okay. I think they would have been a championship caliber team. They still are. They still can do it, but I think it would have been a little bit better with Phil.
So just to confirm, you would have taken Phil over Mike D'Antoni?
Yes, I would have.
Okay, some crazy plays last night. And I know you were actually there at this game. First of all, give me some comments on all these plays. Gary Payton-type comments. Eric Bledsoe's block on Dwayne Wade.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're taking a look at it right now. How hard is it for a guy to do that? Like, how much goes into that block?
Well, it's just like what D-Wade does to everybody else. He didn't think Bledsoe was going to get up there to him, but he got a big surprise, a big bam. The young fella got up and got it. You know, he thought he had an easy dunk, but bam, here comes Bledsoe. Get it out of here, D-Wade.
Okay, so you described then the Jeff Green dunk on Al Jefferson from last night.
Duck, duck, duck. It's incredible. he shouldn't even been there.
He got a technical afterwards as well.
Oh, yeah, he was mad. His feelings was hurt.
Okay, Jamal Crawford, and you were there for this, the crossover on Ray Allen last night.
You know what? In Clipperville, in Clipperland, everybody goes crazy when he gets in there. He hit him around the back, and then all of a sudden, Ray Allen went that way. He tried to catch up, and he crossed him over, and then he went all the way over there, went this way, bagged up on the big man, hit a jumper in his face. I just said it, unreal. Unreal.
Coming from you, that's important. Okay, before we go to break, the Grizz and Thunder last night, Randolph and Perkins got ejected. They tried to get at each other in the locker room. What are your recollections of something like we're looking at right now?
Well, you know what? These two are got big old egos, and they don't back down. It reminds me of Doug Christie versus Fox when Doug Christie and them fought on the outside. Shaq and them tried to break it up. They went into the tunnel. All of a sudden, Doug Christie's wife comes over. Bam! Hits Fox in the face. It just went crazy. It went all out. The police coming everywhere. They're doing no investigations, but it happens. It's over. They might get suspended. Just like Doug Christie, Rick Fox, and Doug Christie's wife. It's the same thing.
Ask me what's in the box. Ask me what's in the Gary Payton lunchbox.
Mike, Tell me what's in a Gary Payton lunchbox right now.
I can't tell you right now, but I'll tell you when we return.